Welcome to the Life Talk Show, sharing ideas for meaning, joy, and success with Randy Kaye, Diana Hall, and Nikki Tombolides. Our mission is to initiate conversations that enrich and empower your life. And now, today's Life Talk Show.
And our topic today on the Life Talk Show is clean and green. And we're going to go from the vast scale of what it takes to clean an entire institution like a university and then bring it back home. And it's all very similar. Our guest today, who's in studio right now, of course, we have our own Nikki Tombolides, who owns Penguin's Best Housekeeping Service, residential and commercial, but mostly upscale residential. And our special guest is Trigona Malili, Director of Custodial Services and Moves at Sacred Heart University. I guess I should mention that's in Fairfield, Connecticut. If you're one of our listeners to our podcast, that's where Sacred Heart is. And Trigona's been with SHU for 6 years with over 20 years experience. So it's not just cleaning, it's helping people move and keeping everything recycled.
That's quite a task.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Right. So let's just start a minute with, you know, just kind of, I mean, I was looking forward to this because I know Nikki's 7 and 7, which we'll talk about later, but, you know, my own home. I mean, how do you guys currently clean your own home? And I'll confess first, it's just kind of like, if it bothers me, I fix it. It's kind of like, if the kitchen is messy, I straighten it out. If there's dust on the, you know, it's sort of piecemeal. I don't have a system because my life has no system, but more or less we're company ready most of the time.
Yeah, I've been to your house. You are ready.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll give you an A+.
It looks good for nearsighted people. Okay. Diana, how about you? You're an interior designer, so I imagine everything's perfect all the time.
Well, let's say it like it is. You know, I have two children and my interior design business and this radio show, so not a whole lot of time for cleaning. But really, my trick is to just do it as soon as something happens, I get it done. My mail, I get it from my mailbox, I sort it out, I throw my junk mail away, and I put the mail that needs to be, the bills
You're
that need to be paid
organized.
On the counter. And it's key. You know, I don't walk out of the house without things in my sink. I can't leave the house without my bed made. So my children, I don't want to say trained, and one is better trained than the other, and I'm not going to say which one, but
they know.
Yes, but that, you know, they really, you know, keep things, stay on top of things, and it never gets too overwhelming. That's kind of my thing. That's what I do.
Yes, I do clean a little bit every day. It's like I like to take baths, so after I get out of the bathtub, I clean it. And it takes me less than a minute, and it's spotless. My house is always clean because I clean very little every day.
That's probably a big secret. And we're, you know, just a little so we know, coming up, we're going to do a special show about Nikki's home and how what spilled out of one of our first shows about feng shui and organization. We've had like a sort of a remodel with a budget of $1,000 of Nikki's home, and we're going to talk about that in an upcoming show. But our guest, you know, Trigona, can you tell us about your home before we talk about the university? How's your house?
Oh, sure. you know, as Nikki said, I actually do the same thing on a daily basis. I try to keep up with everything because when you're working, it makes it a little bit more difficult to really catch up with everything at the end of the week. So, you know, keeping the sink clean, you know, getting the mail, sorting through it. If I could, I try to do laundry on a daily basis.
Yeah.
If it piles up.
Put it away, I bet.
Yes, just to keep
right,
up.
Right, right, right.
Because it's hard.
So the key,
it
sounds
like we all are trying to do the same things. Just stay on top of
you know. Yeah, but it's hard. It's hard. And we have specific things, and what we're going to talk about in the show today is, so if you are in charge of an entire university with how many students at Sacred Heart?
Close to 6,000.
Close to 6,000 students plus staff and faculty. And we know professors aren't the neatest people in the world always, you know, and moving them. So keeping in track. And then we're going to bring it down to the 7 and 7, which Nikki will tell us about, the basis of her upcoming book, working title, Dirt, Dirt, Go Away, where we teach the daily habits that make housekeeping cleaner. We have a lot of questions, and how we're going to do this is, first, we're going to talk, Nikki's here all the time, but Trigona is going to go, Trigona has a huge responsibility as Director of Custodial Services and Moves at Sacred Heart University. If you've ever moved your home, you know you never want to move again, but at a university, they move all the time, right? So, Trigona, first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you. We're so happy.
So here I'm complaining about my little house, and you manage manage the campus custodial operations team. You've been with Sacred Heart University, we call it SHU around here, for 6 years, and you've got 20 years experience in custodial and environmental services. So we'd love to talk to you about what it means to keep an entire facility clean and managed, you know, running smoothly, mm-hmm. and how you do that in a green way. And then we're going to kind of scale it down and talk specifically with Nikki about, as a custodial and residential professional house cleaner, I know you talk about clean and green all the time, so I'd love to know what it means on a smaller scale in our own homes. And I've got a bunch of questions. So let's let's start with Trigona.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, first I'd like to say that, you know, at Sacred Heart University, we're very committed to promoting all means of fostering and implementing programs of sustainability in supplies, equipment, methods, renovations, and construction. And what is green cleaning? Well, it's environmentally preferred products and services that have a lesser or reduced effect on human health and the environment when compared with competing products or services that serve the same purpose.
That's a good one.
Are your products, the products you use, are they certified products? Are they certified for commercial use as opposed to residential use?
Well, the products that we use are for commercial uses. I'm mm-hmm. sure you can use them in your own home.
Sure.
But, you know, they are certified, green seal certified.
So what does that mean? Like, yeah, if it has a green, if it has a green seal, what does that mean?
Well, what that means is that it's gone through some testing and it's safe for the environment,
okay.
and for the actual user, mm-hmm. you know, because that's a concern too. You know, there are times we think about only the environment, but it's also the person that's using the product. And at Sacred Heart University, you know, we have a lot of students. We have a lot of students that are sensitive.
Absolutely.
So it's important that the cleaning chemicals that mm-hmm. we use are, you know, safe for the environment.
Well, I mean, you think about really that even the household chemicals that we use them on our countertops and we use them to clean our bathrooms. And those are the things that we come in direct contact
yes,
with.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, you hear scary stories, and I'm not throwing out anything that I know is factual, but you hear of people that are have done housekeeping for many years and end up with, you know, all sorts of respiratory issues, and you know that it has to come from these cleaning products, or you think that it would because you're exposed to it. So really using the green products, I would think, would alleviate a lot of that. No?
Exactly.
Yeah, and so like the stuff that, what's wrong with the stuff that isn't green? That's what you know.
Right.
Could it cause cancer? Could it cause, like, what did they find out about, well, first of all, I think house cleaning probably started with things like bleach and mm-hmm. baking soda and vinegar
right.
and all those
Absolutely.
Stuff that we think of as being really sort of the natural products. But then you have all the commercial products. If you go down the aisle of any major supermarket, it's thoroughly confusing, and I don't know what's in those things. And then you go and you see something like Simple Green, which they say, well, dilute it this much for this purpose and dilute it this much for this purpose. What, when a product is not green, what problems can it cause? And then tell me what you use and how you use
well,
it.
Well, I think what it could cause is, again, if someone is very sensitive mm-hmm. And has asthma, that could be affecting
them, yeah.
okay.
their breathing. You know, it's if we're spraying cleaning chemicals in the environment, that's not good.
Okay.
You know, I think just being aware of the mm-hmm. cleaning chemicals and using them the proper way.
Okay.
You know, at the university, there are certain standards that we have, and, you know, we have chemicals that have low VOCs, which is the volatile organic compound.
Okay. And so if it's high VOC, what could happen? That's respiratory, maybe skin problems, maybe.
Exactly.
Any of those sensitivities.
Exactly. And,
okay.
you know, what I'm finding is there's quite, students are more sensitive to different things,
mm-hmm.
very much so, you know.
Trigona, you, from what I know, you've worked in commercial management of different facilities,
yes.
right? And you've obviously gone from the standard chemicals for cleaning to green cleaning. So what's the process that you use? Is there a process that you use for green cleaning?
Well, the green cleaning process really involves, you know, the chemicals, the equipment, the training that's involved for the staff.
The training?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple of things that you have to take into consideration when you're doing the green cleaning.
Like what, for example? So you say take into consideration the products, just the process?
Yes. Well, one of the processes, we have a J-Fill dispensing unit. Mm-hmm. Instead of the staff mixing in their own ratio, you know, between water and the chemical, we have a dispensing unit that does that for you. So there is no guessing game.
So the dilution is precise.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, you know, that's...
I never thought about any of this.
Yeah, I know, right. You think you just take out a spray bottle and spray, but not so much.
Yeah. It's a little bit more involved than I think that we are not aware of. You know, we might take a lot of things for granted. And also is the perception that is the darker the color of the cleaning chemical, that it's it cleans better. And that's not the case.
Oh, so my product I use on my counters, which is called Green Something Countertop, is dark green. And I think, oh, it's probably really good stuff because it's dark green.
It's green, must be green.
Well, yeah, we have that show about advertising and advertising tricks, and the professor of marketing was talking about packaging and how important that is. And I'll bet that's part of it.
Exactly. You know, they do the green.
Yeah, because green would make us think it's green, or yellow sometimes will make us think pure and sunshine. But if something were red, I wouldn't clean my countertops with something that's red. It would make me think of blood or something. Yeah. So it's very interesting. And I want
that's true.
Yeah, I just wonder, you know, that green is chemically in there or whether it's added color afterwards.
Right.
Would people spray, you know, Windex? To me, window cleaner has to be blue. Why? Because it's always been blue.
Because the blue of the sky,
the blue of the sky.
Water.
I don't know.
You're right.
But there's a few cleaners, guys. I'm just going to interject here. There's a few cleaners that they do. They're old, like bleach, like the window cleaner. We're talking about cleaners that they're over 100 years old and they're
like vinegar.
Still used. Yeah, but especially on the vinegar is kind of like. You use it in the kitchen and then from the pantry to the floor, as I like to say. But there are cleaners like bleach and Windex that they're a must-have in the house, in my opinion. And also they're used heavily in the hospitals, 10 to 1, the bleach, the mixing a bottle of one dose of bleach with 10
Nikki,
water.
Now this, I'm sorry if I'm sounding really ignorant here, but can you just tell me, and I think I know what bleach does, but it really, it's to kill all the bacteria?
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. It does, and it's used heavily in the hospitals for disinfectant. When I was a volunteer for the Connecticut Hospice, and we did OSHA classes, and it's one of the top-notch agents for disinfecting anything.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah. All right. So let's go. And see, these are the kind of tips we're going to get for our household because I have so many questions. And people contacted us on Twitter before the show knowing we were going to do this show with questions. So we have questions from our viewers for both of you, actually. So starting again on that large scale. So you're in charge of ordering products, I would imagine, and making sure they're distributed and mixed properly and used properly.
Yes.
So what are some things the average person would need to know about what you do that will help us in our own lives? Like when you train your staff, what do they need to know to be safe and green and keep the students safe and keep everything clean?
Right, and using the chemicals correctly.
Okay.
They have to follow the process. You know, we have equipment that is doesn't use as much water. So there's not too much of waste. So there's the chemicals, there's the equipment, the processes, the training.
I'm going to ask you a question about the equipment. We talked about everything being certified. What makes the certification for the equipment? Is it for energy or is it performance certification? Or it's both?
It's actually both.
Mm-hmm.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit? Like what?
What
are you looking for in a good product?
For example, a vacuum cleaner has to have a HEPA filter,
okay,
which is good for the environment.
Yes.
And for allergies and asthma and all of that, right?
Exactly.
It filters all those things out. Okay.
Exactly.
Does Sacred Heart have any anything in place for the recycling and reuse? Because I'm thinking about all these plastic bottles and containers and how do we get rid of? And you must have, I imagine, tons.
Yes. Garbage. Well, actually, Sacred Heart, we're a single stream recycling. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that anything that's recyclable gets brought to one area. And we usually use our cardboard container to put everything in there. So students, staff, and faculty are able to recycle from cans, bottles, paper, newspapers, pizza boxes.
Do you find the students are conscious and aware of recycling? I mean, I think I was in college in the 80s, and mm-hmm. we never even thought about recycling. Are the students?
Yes, the generations now are learning from home. They're recycling at home, so the expectation is when they come to school, they're ready. So yes, they are very conscious of that. They're actually always look for ways to recycle their cans, bottles. Again, pizza boxes.
That's great.
Paper.
Super. All right, we're going to take a short break and come back and get a few more specifics, and we hope you'll stay for the whole show because you can also chime in. I'm sure you know how to clean a home as well. you're listening to the Life Talk Show, and we thank our sponsors, Fred Astaire Dance Studio, Alexandra Herman Real Estate, Dynamic Printers, and now for a word from our sponsors.
I won't dance, don't ask me.
Is it that you won't dance or simply that you can't dance yet? It's easy to learn when someone shows you the way. At Fred Astaire Dance Studios in Trumbull, you'll learn to dance step by step and never sit on the sidelines again. Swing, foxtrot, samba, tango, singles and couples, all ages from children to seniors, we have a program for you. Ask about our wedding series, our kids program, group lessons, and more. Don't believe it? Try it for yourself this Wednesday night at our free guest party. Meet Henry, Chris, Monica, and the other instructors. Enjoy free champagne, and in no time, you'll be dancing. It's easy. We'll show you how. It's the most fun you'll ever have while getting exercise. Call 203-268-6588 now to reserve your place at our guest party this Wednesday, and you'll qualify for a special introductory rate on your first two private lessons. Or you can visit us at fadstrumbull.com. Fred Astaire Dance Studios in Trumbull. Get dancing.
If your son was diagnosed with schizophrenia, would you give up or fight?
One out of every four families deals with a major mental illness.
One out of four.
Mental illnesses rank first among illnesses that cause disability in the U.S., Canada, and Western Europe.
Why is no one talking about it?
Randy Kay is talking about it. Then Behind His Voices, one family's journey from the chaos of schizophrenia to hope.
There is hope.
Publishers Weekly calls it a must-read.
Available on Amazon, hardcover, audiobook, and e-reader.
The Life Talk Show on WDJZ Radio. So we were talking about cleanliness. Our guest
of the home. Let's be specific.
Trigona, okay. I really have to ask you a question. So you clean for a living?
Yes.
What's your home look like? That's what I really want to know. Is it clean
she's
and green?
Greek.
Well, what does that mean? She's Greek.
I don't know. I'm very biased because Greek
that means yes.
Are very,
very
clean.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know.
I'm very
biased. So in other words, your home is pretty spotless most of the time?
Most of the time.
Cool.
Most of the time. You know, there's days that...
Well, we all have days.
Yes, but most of the time.
We all have days. See, my mother had a system, because she was a working mom, which was a little unusual back then when I was growing up. So, it was sort of dusting after school every day, but Friday was pledge day. Like, we would use pledge on Friday.
Really?
It was just sort of like, it's just sort of dusted, but on Friday, and it shined, and it was real pretty, and, and there was vacuuming day, and there was carpet sweepers in between, and Wednesday was laundry day. And, of course, I got all judgmental, as teenage girls do, and I'm like, my mother and her stupid system, but now I realize you have to have a system. Like, you have to know.
Absolutely. And it worked.
Yeah, it does. It did. Yeah, it works.
You need to have a
system,
Mom. In any house.
Sorry, I was judgmental, Mom, up in heaven.
I have a quick question for Trigona and about Sacred Heart University, which happened that Trigona also graduated from Sacred Heart. Diana did and myself, and we're very concerned.
Yeah, we're all...
And we wanted to be green, clean, and all that jazz.
I performed in the theater at Sacred Heart. Does that count?
That counts.
Can I be in this club?
You're part of the
group.
Thank you
very much.
Also. But I have a question, because that matters to me, and I will explain later when we're talking about green, clean at home. What systems do you have in place, Trigona, at Sacred Heart University to encourage students and users of the buildings to participate in the green clean effort?
Well, you know, we've created some awareness with the students.
Mm-hmm.
And on the website, we have the green cleaning procedures.
Oh, it's right there.
Yes.
Okay.
With the recyclable,
mm-hmm.
And the sustainability efforts. So, you know, we try to make them aware in that way in our daily operations. You know, a lot of the students see the cleaning staff, the way they clean and the products that they are using.
Cool.
Do you know, I'm just curious, so Sacred Heart is really, you know, has delved into this, and I'm sure that many corporations and commercial spaces, but is that the standard for all colleges and universities across the country?
Or is it an effort that some, like, join and others?
Right.
See, I would say, I mean, there's a lot of universities that mm-hmm. have that in place.
Saves
yes.
them money, too, doesn't it? I
yes.
mean, I know town by town, mm-hmm. Where I live in Trumbull, Connecticut, it's, I know that recycling, and we now have single stream, which is a lot easier.
Right.
It saves the town money because they can sell some of those things
right.
rather than pay to dispose of it. So I imagine a university budget
right.
would do better if
yep.
your efforts help
yeah.
the university.
Exactly. And if I can just finish, is the waste also now has been reduced because our recycling has increased.
Oh, sure.
So, you know,
great.
There's a difference yeah. with the tonnage there.
Okay.
So there is that. There is that financial aspect.
I mean, yes.
Always.
I'm trying to convince Sacred Heart University that they need an orientation in the orientation package, that it has to include somebody like me to talk about, to have a short, brief package of introducing how to green clean and keep their dorms, because Sacred Heart University has dorms now. When back then when I was going, they don't.
It's
they
a commuter did. School back then.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. And I think it's important because I'm getting, it's a segue to where I'm coming because on the top of the hour, Randy, you mentioned green clean has to do with green products, and that is true to an extent. And both of you ladies, when we were talking about keeping your homes clean and organized, you were right with the systems that you're using. However, with me, I feel daily habits matter more. And they are number one. It's like, for me, green clean goes in three segments. And
okay,
first,
well, let's go for it.
Yes.
And Trigona, you can
yeah,
chime
Trigona
in on a larger
in,
scale,
sure,
but let's
explain.
Get smaller scale with it
yeah.
now. So, Nikki, you actually teach people.
Yes, I do.
So what would you teach the students if you could?
Well, the first thing is to get good habits. So when I go to schools and I teach kids, I ask them the first thing, like, they see me, and they're like, we have a guest. Ooh, Mrs. T. And then, because that's my last name, so they go, nobody can say the last name, especially the kids. So we go there, and I ask them somebody to start taking the time. And they're looking at me like, what is she doing? So one kid is all excited. He's looking at the time, and they give him a...
These are not college kids that are
no.
excited. These
Even
are little
though
kids.
I have
just
little
like, oh, Mrs. T.
No. Plus, I mean, I've taught high school too.
Right. Okay.
So and grown ups.
No, I know. I'm sure you adjust to the age group.
Adjust
I was only
exactly.
Right.
But give them a timer, and then I'm like, you have to time it to be less than a minute, and only a minute. So then they look at me like, what is she gonna do? And I'm like, take your shoes off. So the whole class is like, what? She nuts? And their kids are like, oh, I don't know. Why would I have to? But then they start taking their shoes off, and they. If they have laces, and it takes time, and then finally they take them off, and the kid that takes the time is like, well, it's not even a minute yet. So I tell them, in less than a minute, the most important thing that you can do every day when you go home is take your shoes off at the door. And that is the number one for me.
Which they do in many cultures automatically.
80% of dirt comes in the house from your shoes, because you are outside. It's simple.
80%.
80%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so, you know, very similar to Sacred Heart University, we have entry matting.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. that 80
matter.
To 90% mm-hmm. of dirt. Stays out of the building.
I so. Hope my daughter's listening right now because she has been coming in lately with her boots from the barn. She rides horses.
Oh boy!
And she comes upstairs on my light rugs with these boots, and I see what's on the bottom of them, and I try to explain to her that she is spreading manure.
It's a no-no.
Through our upstairs.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you know that it costs up to $600 to remove 1 pound of dirt from a building?
Wow.
So, taking your shoes off at home definitely helps. And, you know,
entry I'm writing it down.
You go right ahead. And entry matting systems are very important.
$600 to remove a pound of dirt.
Correct. And mats. One of the things that, you know, alternative things that I also going with the Trigona, mats everywhere. But don't get those tacky ones that they shed. Get the commercial ones, even for the residential.
What does a good mat look like? Well, let's talk about for the home and then for a university mm-hmm. where there's thousands of people coming through the door.
The
but
same.
For your home, what does a good mat look
the
like?
The same that they're
okay,
used
so,
for commercial, just smaller.
Which is what? Those little rubber fingers?
Yes,
or
yes. The ones that they are commercial, just look for commercial mats. Whenever you go, if you go online, you look for commercial mats and Trigona will explain mats.
But what is it? What if it's not pretty?
Okay.
We have an interior designer.
Exactly what's going through my mind right now.
Yeah.
How
you gotta get over it. You gotta get over it, ladies. It's put a welcome sign on it. Put a welcome sign on the. They usually have welcome on the thing written on the mat.
Do you have to be outside the door or inside the door
both.
Or both?
I say both.
Actually, both.
Both.
All right. So tell us, what is it the rubber mat? That's what you're talking about.
It's
or can it be look?
It's
well,
not
you know,
exactly rubber mat.
The rubber mat could be. From the exterior of the building,
the outside,
just before you go inside the home.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that will help a little bit before you go into your home. Because,
mm-hmm.
As you know, shoes have different types of
soles
mm-hmm. and they accumulated a lot of dirt, just like you
especially,
just explained
yeah.
with mm-hmm. your daughter.
Yes.
But if you had a mat, you mm-hmm. know, just before you entered the house, that would remove some of it. And then as you go into the house, if you had another mat,
right.
that would help.
But I like Nikki. I mean, if you just take off those shoes.
Right.
Yes.
Done.
But
no worries.
So we do it with boots.
What
it's funny.
What
like, I automatically do it with snow boots, but I don't
Isn't
think about
true?
It with shoes. That's
no,
right.
I mean, well, you can go to your, what Trigona mentioned about mats is it's like prevention. And prevention is better than cure. As she just said, $600 to remove a pound of dirt. It's simple mathematics, guys. If use the mats, take your shoes off. I mean, get good habits. I've written a children's book, and the reason I've written a children's book because I wanted to get through to the adults because from the children.
What's the name of your book, Nikki?
Dirt, Go Away. But now the editor said I need to find another title, so we're thinking about green. Keep It Clean, to change it to Keep It Clean. But it's in.
All right, working title is
edition,
Dirt, Go Away, and it's getting near publication, but we've been working on this together. We'll let you know when
right.
the new
we'll
title comes
posted.
In.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Shoes off at the door. So the book is based on the 7 in 7 every day. That is 7 things you can do every day to keep dirt away in 7 minutes.
So, all right, so why don't we run down them, and then Trigona can chime in and see how that works on the university
okay.
level.
Yes.
So the first one is shoes off at the door.
Excellent. Make your bed. Now you're going to say, gee, Nikki, what matters if I make my bed? Because it's the focus. It motivates you. Once something is put together and your house is put together and the bed is the number one, it creates this, you just mentioned about your daughter doing horseback riding, and I love horseback riding. And when you ride a horse, you look with your soft eyes, and that means the whole space. When you walk in a room and you look with your soft eyes, and the bed is not made, whether the room is spotless, it looks dirty. It doesn't look put together. So making your bed every day is a must.
It's a habit that you get into. I just had this conversation with a friend yesterday, just that about making beds, and it just is a habit. And it takes a minute.
That's one thing I do, and I'll tell you, I agree with you. It's because I have friends that are like, well, it's gonna be messy again when I go. It's like, well, why eat? You're just gonna be hungry again in 5 hours. You know,
I love that. Yeah, thank you,
but it's
Randy.
Also here's what I tell what I've told my children. But I agree with you. The soft eyes. You walk in, the room looks cleaner. It just looks. The bed unmade is an unmade bed. The bed made is a piece of furniture. You can sit on it to put your shoes on. It tells you you're awake and you're ready to start your day. I think it really does kind of set the tone.
Yes, absolutely.
I remember when I had two very, very young babies, and I was in this mother's group, and one of them was subscribing to some kind of web-based online thing. I don't know what it was, but it was they had their rules, and the main rule was the first thing you did. Remember, we had that organizational expert who said, I start with their wallet, I clean their wallet first, and it sort of sets the tone, right?
Yeah.
So this was like that. It said, if you are just dishes all over the place and your house is a big mess, do one thing and one thing only until you're used to it, and go to bed with a clean sink every night.
Yes.
Just clean the sink, and not just get the dishes out of there, but actually physically clean the sink. And you know, when you go down in your kitchen in the morning and your sink is clean, then after about a week or two of that, the next thing is the next thing on Nikki's list, which is hang your clothes up at night. Or that's number.
Yes.
Is that three? What is
number,
that?
Number three. Very good. You're my good student.
Thank you very much.
A plus. Hang your clothes, use the hamper. But you know what? So often parents says to me, because I was teaching last at the Fairfield Library and in Connecticut, and this parent comes to me. She goes, well, I don't know if, like, how my kid never used the hamper. I said, do you have a hamper in the kid's room? Mm-hmm. She goes, no, I have it. In
the bathroom?
The bathroom. And I said, no, a hamper needs to be in every room, because you have to use it properly. You need to have access to something that you use often. And to get good habits, you have to not only encourage them, but also make them accessible.
You know, I'm sorry.
Okay. What I was going to say is that actually, when you do have a hamper in the bedroom, it actually is visual as a reminder, you know, to the student, to your
Thank
child,
you.
To be able
yes.
to do that.
I just found, I just bought a couple of hampers the other day. My son said, Mom, I need a new hamper. And I found a hamper. I don't know if I can say where I found it. Kmart. So I don't.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong.
Kmart,
we don't have any. We don't have any competing sponsors to Kmart. If you would like to sponsor us as a result of that comment, we'd be happy to hear from you.
Great hamper, Kmart. But it's So it's actually, you could sort it. There's like three little areas in this hamper, and you could sort your laundry. And I'm thinking, that's great. What a
neat idea.
Yeah.
So moving on, put everything back is number four, which why it is important. We're hitting organization here, because even with me, if I move something and I do not put it back, even if it's in front of me, I can't see it. Because I said, well, I keep looking at where it's supposed to be. Like, people go and they can't find their cell phones or their cordless phones. The phone is ringing and they can't find where it is. Leave everything, the keys. And this goes back, and I have to say, in my book, I put the remembering bench, because Randy can talk about that. Because even though she claims, you know, she's not perfect, but to me, she taught me a great deal, because she's extremely organized at home. And I put it in my book, The Remembering
Which
Bench.
Which Randy
so
are
I'm
you
giving
talking
it
about?
To Randy Kay, okay. our host of the show, Randy Kay, talk about The Remembering Bench.
Okay.
And it's in my book, which I can show to Trigona here.
Okay, so she's flipping through the book. It's wonderful. Well, see, here's the thing, and I just want to go back to the hamper thing for a minute, because my kids, starting at preteens, they started doing their own laundry. Like, and that's because they have their own laundry in their room, because they have their own hamper.
That's
so
right.
I'm like, you can have the washing machine next. I stopped folding their laundry. My husband even does his own laundry. I mean, we all do our own.
Yeah.
If somebody's stuff is in there, we'll do them a favor. But basically, we each do our own. And I think having your own hamper helps that, if you have that space. And it can even, for some people, be a laundry basket on the bottom of the closet, I think.
Right.
You know, whatever, wherever it is, there's a place
idea.
To
yeah.
put that. All right, so now the remembering bunch. Putting everything back, boy, you know, we have a house guest living with us right now, and I adore him, and he's, you know, he's a friend of my son's, and he's just living with us for a while, and he tries really hard to be organized, so, and he struggles with it. So I try to teach him to put things back where they will. It's as simple, you know, and The other day, I have to laugh because I did lose my cell phone, you know, because I didn't put it where I normally put it, a special pocket in my purse where I keep it. But, you know, we practically have to have it glued to our hands. And I keep it shut off so I can see if people are calling. But like, we're calling it and it's not ringing because I keep it shut off. So, right. You know, the Find Your iPhone service saved my life because I almost had to buy a new iPhone. Anyway, I found it. But, you know, but putting something back, you spend so much time looking for that thing that you put in the place where you normally don't put it and you think you'll remember. Yes. And you don't
and you
remember.
Don't. Right.
So it's not only a clean thing.
Yes.
But it's actually a time saver.
Time saver and it's easy. Make your life easier.
Make your
Why
life easier.
Can't you, like,
we think, oh, I don't have time
to put
it back. But you'll have spent 10 times the amount of time looking for it when you haven't put it where it belongs. Okay.
And then keep the sink clean. Whatever you said before when you made the mention that go to bed and do not have dirty dishes in the sink. You have to. It's a matter of hygiene. It's a good hygiene. And
that's
it's
true
a
too.
Good practice because you are, I always say this in all the classes I teach, you are the most important guest in your home. I have a lovely friend that I love her dearly. She cleans her house really good just before Christmas. And the rest of the year, I hope she's not listening. I'm not naming names.
We are not naming names.
I'm not naming
any
names.
Number of people are now going, oh, my God, that's me.
Maybe it's me. And I said to her, why can't you enjoy your home every day and you be the most important guest in your own home?
Absolutely.
And
that's beautiful.
What
You're
matters.
Right. I agree with
Moving
that.
Moving on. Sure. Clean your spills right away.
Okay, let's cover this one, then we'll take a break and we'll hear the rest
clean.
Of it. This is number five?
Number five is keep the sink clean. Clean your spills is so important, not only for safety purposes, but also it will give you less trouble in the future. Meaning, that is like all this seven is for every day. So clean your spills, what I mean is you clean the refrigerator and something spills, whether there's a soda, whether there's water, and you say, gee, I'm out the door. I don't have the time. And you leave it. By the time you're home, it's solidified. You need a chisel to clean that spilled soda out of that freezer.
And it might smell.
Whether it's in the freezer or in the refrigerator.
And it might smell. So how does that translate to the university level, Trigona?
Well, when there are stains on the carpet, one of the things that we do is we try to get it, take care of it right away because otherwise it will go into the fibers. And then it makes it a little bit more difficult.
So what do you do to a stain in a carpet right away?
What we
Club
do
soda,
is,
like I do?
we treat it, spot clean it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a carpet extract.
What do you use to spot clean it?
It's a cleaning chemical, a commercial cleaning chemical.
A green one?
Yes.
A green chemical.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I mean, there's chemicals in nature. People think chemicals are, you know, everything's chemical, really, when you think about it.
So what we do is we treat that spot right away so it will not go into the fibers because then it makes it a little bit more difficult.
Because it goes deeper.
Exactly.
Is there any particular, you know, stains, you know, like they say about, you know, spilled red wine, and that is a stain that kind of sets really quickly. I mean, are there any particular stains that you can't get out with the chemicals that you use? Or
well, we've had situations where because we don't know what the stain is, and that's important to know what is on the carpet.
Right, sure. Right.
Like you just mentioned the wine. So we know it's wine, we know how to treat it, but if we don't know what it is, it makes it a little bit more difficult.
More challenging, yeah.
Exactly. So that's why it's important. When we see a stain, we take care of it.
Right away.
As quickly as we can.
Right.
I will just tell you, I had these, again, I have two young men living with me who don't take their shoes off at the door. And so we have stains on the carpet.
Yes.
And I had this stain, it was like forever. And you know what finally got it out? It's probably terrible. It's probably not green at all. But I took Shout, like laundry stain remover.
Okay.
I found that
it worked great on the carpet.
I've done that too.
So, all right, good.
We're going to talk about cleaners later.
Yes, we have
me.
Two more of Nikki's seven
but,
and seven.
Yes.
We're going to talk about cleaners, and we'll be right back right after this.
Looking for a realtor who really cares about where you live next and has a passion for helping you find your next home? This segment of the Life Talk Show is brought to you by Alexandra Herman, RE/MAX Realtor with a passion for putting you in your next Connecticut home. Just ask for Allie at RE/MAX Right Choice in the Milford office and on her Facebook page, Alexandra Herman Realtor. Buy or sell your home with Alexandra Herman.
The Life Talk Show is sponsored by Dynamic Printing at 91 Main Street in Monroe, Connecticut. It's internet competitive prices with a storefront you can walk into. At Dynamic Printing, all your needs can be met. Everything from business cards to booklets and catalogs with that honest and friendly personal service they've been providing since 1994. Local or shipping anywhere. You can call them at 203-459-8762 or simply visit dynamicprinter.com. Dynamic Printing is flexible and they'll help you with the research and advice you need so that your printing needs match your business goals. They're flexible, and they're right there in person. Again, it's internet competitive prices with a storefront you can walk into. Visit dynamicprinter.com for more information or call 203-459-8762. Dynamic Printing, a proud sponsor of the Life Talk Show.
And we're talking about clean and green today, from the home to huge facilities like a university. Our guest is Trigona Malili, who is Director of Custodial Services and Moves at Sacred Heart University. And, of course, our own Nikki Tombolides, the author of the working title Dirt, Dirt, Go Away, a wonderful children's book that everyone should read as soon as it's published, which it's getting there, about the what she calls the seven in seven, seven simple tips that are daily habits that can help to keep your home clean. And so if you can recap the first five.
Absolutely.
We want to talk about sinks for a second. Yes. And then do six and seven.
Okay. We talk about shoes off at the door, make your bed, hang up your clothes, put everything back, keep the sink clean. And Trigona is going to mention something about the sink, and I'm going to fill you in for the last two.
Okay. So you were saying that you also have to keep your sink clean at,
yes,
at the end of each end. That works really well for you.
Yes.
And like the made bed, it's sort of inspiring. It's like, well, I guess if I have the energy to clean the sink, I guess I can wipe down the countertops and, oh, there's crumbs on the
right
floor. And, you know, but here's my question. It's really dumb. All right. So I have a sink.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And,
and
I got one of those grates that you put on the sink. It sort of stands on little legs so that, you know, your dishes aren't hitting the bottom of the sink. Okay.
Yeah. Do you have a porcelain sink?
No, I have a stainless steel sink.
Yeah,
I have a stainless steel sink and the grate is stainless steel.
Right. Okay.
So I clean the sink and I do my best to clean the grate, but there's in the corners of the grate, there's this brown, mucky, icky stuff that I have to use a toothbrush to get. What is that? What is that brown?
It's called
that
dirt.
Gook.
It's called dirt.
It's gook. It's dirt.
Yes. Okay. And the
so
way
I'm cleaning
to get
everything
that out
okay
is get, don't use it the same one, but if you do not have a dairy brush, get a toilet brush just designed to clean that area or one of those other brushes that they sell that is just.
Oh, like
that.
Like a cleaning
pans,
brush.
The cleaning brush.
Not an old toothbrush. That's what I use.
In the worst case scenario, you can loosen it up. But the toothbrush is going to take you forever. You want quick. You can loosen up with a bigger brush.
Right.
That's why I said toothbrush is just...
The too
toothbrush
small
is in between. And this is all together another show because we cannot talk about step-by-step things because I teach that too and it's like, oh my God, so involved. But the toothbrush is really around the faucet and little detail stuff that should take you under a second. But nothing like that. That... Stick it in the dishwasher.
So that's just
and
like
get it
mold,
done
mildew, or it's just
stick
dirt.
It's called
stick
dirt.
It in the dishwasher. That's it. Stick it in the dishwasher.
Let's move on, guys.
Okay,
clean,
thank you.
Clean
okay
your spills yeah is number six.
All right.
And garbage and recycle out is number seven. And
can you elaborate on that number seven?
Yes, garbage and recycle out is important to do it every day. Now people say, well, yeah, because I take my garbage once a week, once every 3 days. Why are you making this rule? I said, I'm not making a rule. All I'm saying is I'm suggesting good daily habits. And one of them is if you have a large family to take the garbage out and the recycle after you rinse it in the recycling bin,
mm-hmm,
place that. And the most, and I just want to move there quickly.
But I do have to say the remembering bench because you asked me to talk about it and I didn't. So at some point I do have,
yes,
I don't want the
I
listener
just,
to be left hanging.
No, no, but I'm going to move from the seven and seven to something extremely important. And then we're going to go into the cleaners real quick. But all I wanted to say is the seven and seven work when all members of the family participate. That's
sure
my section number two. You cannot, one person like Diana is running after a daughter, cleaning when she's with the boots. Everybody has to be on board. because it doesn't work.
Like
it takes
Randy's
a village.
Laundry.
It takes a village, and I keep repeating that. It takes a village. It takes a village. The children, the parents, everybody has to be on board and do the 7 and 7, and then life is breezy, breezy, clean, and green.
Yeah, hang it on the fridge.
So we haven't even touched cleaners, and your home is already halfway there.
Okay.
That's all.
So I will tell you what the remembering bench is, because you mentioned it, and I forgot to pick up on that. That's just a place that is near my front door, and it's a bench. And we prepared on the good days as much as we could for the next morning, because mornings can be chaotic. We would prepare as much as possible, pack the backpacks, find the gloves, find the hats, and leave everything on the remembering bench. So in the morning, we just had to take what was on the remembering bench and get it into the car. My kids went to a school where they fed them, so we didn't have lunches most of the time. But if it was a bring-your-own-lunch day, I would just put a note on the bench that said, remember, lunch is in the fridge. So it made mornings go smoothly, because everything that we had to remember was on the remembering bench the night before. It's like laying out your clothes for the next day.
Absolutely.
If we ever remember to do it, it's like clockwork.
I was so impressed with Randy's system that I actually put in the book. I just showed you Donna.
So funny.
I love that idea.
I put it in the book, the remembering bench, and she has a place for the keys and a place. So let me move on to the cleaners. What I believe, and I have a housekeeping business, and we
and the name of the business
upscale is Penguin's Best Housekeeping Service, and we serve very upscale clients. And before I go into the cleaners, I want to give you a quick story. I'm a volunteer for the Connecticut Hospice, and years ago, we have to do in-services, OSHA regulation classes. And one of the first questions that the teacher said goes, who in this room uses chemicals? And we have doctors in the room, nurses, our volunteers. And I was the only one raising my hand, and a couple of nurses at the same time. And he said, no, everybody in this room uses chemicals, because chemicals are any kind of Lysol, aerosol things. They are perfume. They're anything that you think that they're not toxic, and they're all toxic. So you have to your sister or yourself comes down with cancer, and you're like, boy, I don't have cancer in my family, but it is because you use chemicals, and we use them. So you have to be mindful.
And by chemicals, we don't mean the ones that happen naturally in nature. We mean those. I just want to, because everything's chemical. I don't want there to be misunderstanding.
Every single thing that you use, you have to be aware of what it is. Aerosol cans of any kind, they are totally against the they're not even used in Scandinavian countries. It's against the law to bring them in the country, and they're not used because they're highly carcinogens. From hairspray, aerosol hairspray, to Lysol, all of them. So I guess they're not going to be our sponsors anytime soon. So the material safety data sheet, the MSDS, is in all the cleaners that you buy. There is a number behind every cleaner, a 1-800 number that you can call, or you can go online and request that material safety data sheet. And in it, it tells you what the degree of danger is, what green, what parts of the product, what is made of, what is it, the dangers, or what is all, it gives you all the information. So that is very important. And try to use clean more often, because that's why purposely I put the cleaners at the very end of the show, because it matters. Clean more often every day. And you can clean with just water and soap if you clean more often. And you clean as you go every day, so you don't have to use that chisel for the soda that's spilled in the refrigerator and use any kind of chemical to pick it up. And use products from your kitchen pantry.
Okay, when you say water and soap, see, this is where, can we get a little specific here? Like, what should your, and I would imagine on the commercial level it's similar, but what should your average housekeeper, whoever that may be, or anyone who's participating in cleaning the home, what are good cleansers to use that are safe? And what do you use at Penguin's Best Housekeeping?
My champion cleaner, and I want to see Trigona's input on this one, is white vinegar, because that's a mild acid. Don't use it, of course, straight. You use it maybe half a cup in a gallon of water, cold water, cold. Never use hot water in anything you clean. Because it encourages that, if anything chemical is used, because, for example, if you're using bleach, bleach disinfects. But if you use the hot water with the bleach, the fumes come, and then you're in big trouble. I'm not a chemist, but it's not good.
Cold water.
So half a cup of vinegar, half a cup of white vinegar
yes.
with a gallon of cold water.
Yes.
Okay.
And what we do is to make it more appealing, because the vinegar has a little bit of an odor. We put lavender oil in it.
Oh.
But we do very little of that, and but
we are now smelling it.
Even if you don't have lavender oil, I'm just passing the
much
vinegar
better.
Around.
I like
for
it.
Everybody.
We're like,
can you tell us specifically where you use this mixture of white vinegar? Oh, I love the lavender. I smell it. Water
really nice.
And lavender. Where would you use? I
you
love it.
You use it because people don't realize, especially people with pets, because their paws, pets lick their paws. And it's so bad for them to be touching that floor
with some kind of chemical thing.
Because he was saying some cleaners, which I don't want to mention here on air, but that they're all like very, very carcinogens, and they're highly advertised on TV about cleaning the floors and all that.
But you would use this on the floor?
Oh, we'd use it.
Really?
Every day.
Where else do you use that vinegar solution?
The most.
Granite countertops?
I'm not going to confuse you. I'm just going to leave it. If you use for your floors only, if one advice I can give you, just use the white vinegar with water and clean your floors. That's it. Because there's Haley's cleaning hints. And there's vinegartips.com, 1,001 uses for vinegar. So you can go and get all those, and we're going to have them online. But the most important thing is wash your floor with vinegar, no matter what your floor is. Don't use it straight, of course. And
I never knew that.
Reduce and recycle. We use napkins to clean when we clean in the
and
business.
And those are cloth napkins that
cloth
she's holding, not paper napkins.
Yes, napkins. And then also we use something called from the clean team, and they're out of California.
The guy that wrote Speed Cleaning?
Speed Cleaning. And that is soya-based cleaner. And that is for the carpet stains. Greasy, everything. You can make it stronger, or it has the directions here. And they're not our sponsors. I've been using them for 20 years. I've been in business and I love them. It's their product is soy based.
It's called again what, Nikki?
Red Juice. And it's from the clean team.
Red Juice.
It actually looks
a little pink, but it's red juice from the clean team.
And that's what you use.
Team.
Do they have other colors of juice on the clean team?
Yeah, well, the blue juice is the window cleaner.
Okay.
Oh. And the tile juice is for tiles, and then everything is a juice.
But do you really need all these different things for different surfaces? That's what I want.
I was thinking,
do I need a toilet bowl cleaner, or can I just spray Fantastic or bleach in there and just use a toilet brush?
See, you need an abrasive cleaner when you clean toilet bowls or sinks, and I have to say I don't like the liquids because I don't think they can rinse well. So if you don't want to use baking soda, and which is the perfect cleaner,
baking soda with
vinegar, spray
for your toilets
on this, and use that for that, or vodka for disinfecting your toilet, and especially if you're on a plane and you need to sit on the toilet seat on the throne. Get the vodka little bottles and put a little bit.
I'm not using the vodka for that. I don't know. Those are $5.
Believe me, I know. No, they're free if you're international. But all I'm saying is it's alcohol. Alcohol cleans and disinfects. So if you want to go completely green, go with alcohol. Go like with peroxide. Go with red juice. Red juice, again, we buy concentrate from California. It comes in bottles, and we dilute that, and it's soy-based, and it's non-toxic, and I can drink this. That's what I'm saying.
And the bottom
line is,
bottom line is, because I know that people are going to be wondering, these products clean as well as these commercial products that you can go in the grocery store and buy?
Yes and no. I'm going to... my dream is one day to have all the products and actually package them, so from the kitchen pantry, from your salad to the floor. That's my dream, to do one day to have products that actually you can ingest them and you'll be totally safe that they will clean the environment.
I'm just imagining the dinner party where you're like dress the salad and then something spills and you pour it on the floor. It takes a little bit of re-educating people. Yeah. We have one minute, so we have like it. So I just so that is great. What's a last minute thing you want to add? And then we'll each go around and share our tips. I want to remind people that by the way, if you've enjoyed this show and you want to tell your friends about it, we're available on iTunes. Just search in the podcast store for The Life Talk Show. You can download it for free and listen to it. So we'd love to have you along. We're also on Podomatic, and you can like our page on Facebook as well. So finish up with what you wanted to say and anything you want to add, Trigona, about this on the more universal scale, and then a quick trip around the table for last minute tips.
Okay, I'm just going to go with my tip because, you know, I covered everything more or less of what I wanted to say, and I'm repeating the tip because I mentioned that before. It takes a village. Clean and Green all need to participate, whether it's a family, whether it's Trigona's case, the university. The three R's, reuse, reduce, recycle, vital.
Okay. Trigona, any last-minute tip for your average person?
Well, basically the same, but I would like to add, you know, in a university level, we have the equipment training, floor care, the green products, the personal protective equipment, the MSDS sheets, restroom care cleaning, and then the proper use of the disinfectants.
Excellent. Good. Diana?
Okay. Along the lines of the reuse, BYOB, that's your bag. And
bring your own bag to the grocery store.
Bring your own bag. It pays off. There's retailers like CVS who reimburse you $1 for every 4 trips that you bring your own bag. They put $1 on a special CVS card that can use towards your purchases.
I didn't know that. Of course, then we have nothing left to line our garbage cans with. That's what bothers me. Okay. And my final tip is, you know, don't let yourself get so overwhelmed that you do nothing. Do one thing. Clean your sink, hang up your clothing, or maybe take your shoes off at the door. This is The Life Talk Show, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to The Life Talk Show on WDJZ AM. If you have an idea for a future topic, would like to be a guest or a sponsor of our show, or just tell us what you think, please email us at info@thelifetalkshow.com. Our Twitter handle is @LifeTalkShow, and our Facebook page is The Life Talk Show. Sharing ideas for meaning, joy, and success. The Life Talk Show with Randy, Diana, and Nikki on WDJZ AM every Saturday at 4. The Life Talk Show. Join us.